that sinking feeling hits without warning. Maybe when you're standing at the grocery checkout or scrolling through your bank app at 2 a.m. Your stomach tightens, your palms sweat, the math isn't adding up again. Here's the truth most financial experts won't tell you. This panic has nothing to do with how much you earn. Lawyers making six figures feel it. College students working part-time feel it. The problem isn't your income. It's that your money feels like water slipping through your fingers, and you have no idea where it's going or what it's supposed to be doing. What if the solution isn't earning more, but simply giving your existing dollars a clear mission? This shifts everything from reactive scrambling to intentional design. Think budget, and your brain conjures deprivation. Ramen noodles, canceled subscriptions, saying no to everything fun. This toxic misconception keeps millions from trying. But real budgeting isn't restriction, it's intention. Most people aren't budgeting, they're forecasting, making educated guesses about future income and expenses. When reality diverges, they feel like failures and quit. True budgeting deals only with money you have right now, transforming vague financial anxiety into concrete choices. Consider Phil and Alexis, dreaming of Alexis leaving corporate life to freelance. Instead of vaguely hoping, they built a plan. Save $20,000, stretch it strategically, make it happen. By examining every dollar's purpose, they turned someday into reality. This approach eliminates spending guilt. When you buy that latte, you're not wondering if you can afford it. You know you can because you've already decided it aligns with your priorities. The question shifts from, can I afford this, to, does this move me closer to what matters? This reframe transforms your relationship with money from anxiety to confidence. Every dollar needs a specific job, not a vague category, but a clear assignment. Start with survival. Food, shelter, utilities, loan payments. These aren't negotiable. But after obligations, you're designing the life you want, not just paying bills. Challenge every fixed expense. That cable package? Negotiable. Your housing? More flexible than you think. One couple traded their spacious home for a smaller place with better views and more privacy. Less square footage, more alignment with actual values. Include predictable irregulars too. Car insurance comes quarterly, but set aside money monthly. This preparation means a $300 urgent care visit won't derail everything. Once essentials are covered, focus on what truly matters. Even without extra funds, write down quality of life goals so you're ready when money appears. Listen to your emotions about spending. They reveal true priorities. For one couple, eliminating $10,000 in wedding debt became urgent because the balance caused physical stress. When choosing between competing goals, imagine your future self having completed each option. Which feels better? That's your answer. Large, irregular expenses, car insurance, property taxes, holiday shopping, blindside most budgeters. The solution? Break them into monthly contributions. Your true expenses fall into two categories, predictable ones like insurance and unpredictable but inevitable ones like car repairs. Past credit card statements reveal these patterns. Matthew demonstrated this planning his destination wedding. By setting aside $1,000 monthly over 6 months, they accumulated the full amount painlessly. $10,000 in credit card debt feels paralyzing. Breaking it into a few hundred dollars monthly makes it achievable through small lifestyle adjustments. When this thinking takes over, your spending behavior fundamentally changes. You begin seeing concrete trade-offs. If I buy these shoes now, it takes me an extra month to hit my vacation goal. This clarity helps you make better decisions without feeling deprived. Traditional emergency funds become obsolete. The money you set aside for true expenses functions as your emergency fund, more targeted and proactive than a vague lump sum. Fewer things feel like emergencies because you've already planned for them. Your budget should flex with real life, not break under pressure. Changing your budget isn't failure, it's accountability. Overspent on eating out and need to pull from your vacation fund? That's acknowledging reality and living with the consequences. Watch for patterns, though. Constantly adjusting one category means you're not being honest when setting that number. One couple overspent on groceries for a decade before realizing the wife valued peaceful shopping experiences with kids over penny pinching. Once they increased their grocery budget to match reality, the tension disappeared. Rolling with the punches isn't just about overspending. Sometimes life delivers major blows. When one family's daughter was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes, they faced $40,000 in hospital bills plus ongoing costs. Thanks to years of following these principles, they had reserves to tap and could focus on their daughter rather than money stress. Their budget now includes $7,000 annually for medical expenses. Like a boxer who keeps moving to avoid getting knocked down, budgeting requires constant adaptation. Money aging works like cereal dispensers. New money enters at the top while you spend from the bottom. The longer money sits before being used, the more security you have. Spending just arrived money means living on the edge. Spending money that sat for weeks means you've built a crucial buffer. Money's age measures the gap between earning and spending. While 30-60 days is ideal, any improvement matters. This buffer transforms financial life. Instead of bills waiting for money, you have money waiting for bills. You can automate payments confidently, make better decisions with time to think, and weather income fluctuations. One professional increased his savings rate from 15% to 70%, not through extreme frugality, but awareness. His restaurant spending dropped from $450 to $142 monthly simply by paying attention. Breaking the paycheck-to-paycheck cycle is achievable. If you spend $4,000 monthly, gradually save that amount until you can use it at the beginning of next month instead of your upcoming paycheck. This immediately ages your money by 30 days. For faster results, try a financial sprint. Temporary extreme measures like second jobs, freelancing, selling unused items, or cutting non-essentials to accumulate cash quickly. Financial freedom means giving every dollar a job, embracing true expenses, rolling with the punches, and aging your money. This system lets you pay bills immediately, shop without guilt, and save purposefully. Picture confidently booking a vacation months ahead because you've been systematically saving, or handling an unexpected car repair stress-free with your maintenance fund. The transformation begins when you shift from restriction to intention. Instead of feeling guilty about skipping the latest smartphone, you feel empowered channeling those funds toward your own business or house down payment. Many people report sleeping better, having honest money conversations with partners, and feeling more confident in career decisions. Be patient. Significant goals require time, but small changes make big differences. A $5 daily coffee habit redirected accumulates to over $1,800 yearly. Regular budget reviews might reveal hundreds in unnecessary subscriptions funding your emergency fund instead. Keep budgeting, even imperfectly, and you'll be amazed at what you accomplish. The path to financial freedom starts with your next decision about money, no matter how small.